12:43 on LBC London News. Now, the White House says it will announce details soon of Donald Trump's proposed visit to the UK. It's expected the US president will come to London in February to open America's new embassy. Mr. Trump's reportedly discussed the visit in a phone call with Theresa May last night. He's also got something else he wants to be quite happy about, and that's new taxes in America. To tell us more about this, our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, joins me live. Hello, Simon. How are you?
I'm very well, Andre. Compliments of the season. How are you?
Ah, look at that. Compliments of the season. So tell us, Donald Trump's happy at last, isn't he?
Well, he's got a big legislative victory, his first major legislative victory, which is obviously very good news for the White House as dawn breaks here in Washington. The House of Representatives just has to vote one more time on these tax measures, but it's very clear that they will vote in favor of them. The Senate, in the very early hours of the morning here in Washington, voted in favor of them by 52 votes to 48. And so the stage is now set for Donald Trump to make good on his promise to sign those tax cuts into law before Christmas. And I think we're going to see some fevered activity at the White House over the course of the next few hours, because the president is very eager to get them onto the statute book so he can say that he's delivering America a Christmas present in the form of tax cuts. There is a huge debate here, though, about precisely what the impact of these tax cuts will be on the American economy, and also what the impact of these tax cuts will be on middle class and working class American voters. There is one study published today by a nonpartisan think tank that has analyzed the Republicans' plan. It says that 83% of the financial benefits will go to the 1%, and that 53% of American individuals, more than half the country's taxpayers, will end up paying more in tax in the first year of these so-called tax cuts, and they will only accrue some benefit in subsequent years after that. So a real debate here about whether Donald Trump is actually making good on his promise to improve the lot of those working and middle-class voters who backed him in last November's election, or whether he's simply delivering massive tax breaks to the Republican Party's traditional corporate big money backers. The Democrats portray all of this as a big win for the clients of Goldman Sachs, and simply relying on cuts in corporation tax, for example, to give companies the idea that they've then got enough room financially to create more jobs and more opportunity and more prosperity. Trickle-down economics, the kind of economics that a former Republican president, George H.W. Bush, once described as voodoo economics. The Republicans insist they understand how all this works even better now than they ever did before, and Donald Trump is truly delivering a Christmas present to his voters. Democrats, of course, insist that's not the case, and everyone will wait to see, because there are big stakes here. Next November, midterm elections, one-third of the U.S. Senate, the entire House of Representatives up for grabs. Right now, the Republicans think all of this is a vote winner. But will they still think it's a vote winner by next November?
It is a very risky thing to do. On one side, he's pushing something through that he's promised. But as you said, in a couple of months' time, he's going to be judged on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, just at the end of next year, I mean, it's hard to imagine that we're going into another American election year. It is of course, not a presidential election year. Donald Trump won't be up for re-election, if he decides to run for re-election, until 2020. But the legislature for the U.S. Congress and for its members next November will be all important, because so many of them are going to be on the ballot. And Republicans are nervous. They're nervous about the fact that in by-election elections over the course of the last few weeks here, particularly that Senate election down in Alabama last week, but also in local elections in Virginia and other parts of the country just a few weeks ago, Democrats have made major gains. Donald Trump's approval rating at record, historic record lows. 32% of the public tell pollsters they approve of the job he's doing as president. Massive majorities disapprove of the job he's doing. So Republicans are nervous. They're worried. They wanted to get this tax measure done, partly to satisfy their big money backers, but also partly to satisfy the demand of their voters for tax cuts. But will those voters truly be feeling any of that by next November? Will they reward those Republicans who have backed Donald Trump on this particular measure? And also, it's just worth making the point, this, we keep talking about this as being Donald Trump's biggest legislative achievement. It's actually pretty much his only legislative achievement. He's a Republican president at the head of a party that controls majorities in both houses of Congress, and yet 11 months into his presidency, this is pretty much the only thing that he can point to as far as legislation is concerned that has gone his way.
Hard to say, but when he does address the public from the White House about this bill and maybe a visit to London, can we expect anything else from him? Do we know what else he may say?
Well, let's just address that visit to London. I mean, it is very interesting that in the Downing Street and White House readouts of the telephone call between Theresa May and Donald Trump that took place yesterday, there was absolutely no mention made of any discussion about the president's trip to the UK. You will remember, Andre, that the year began with Theresa May bravely becoming the first foreign leader to set foot in Donald Trump's White House, and she immediately, after holding his hands in the White House grounds, immediately offered him a state visit to the UK. It is this visit that they're talking about now in February, if it happens, for the opening of the American embassy. That's not going to be a state visit. There's going to be no ride through the streets of London in a gilded stagecoach for Donald Trump. No welcome at Buckingham Palace. Very much not the kind of visit that she was talking about back in January, and that Donald Trump covets. He really wants to make that state visit. Nothing matters more to Donald Trump than respect. And what sign of Britain's respect for an American president could be greater than an American president rattling through the streets of London with that gilded stagecoach? So, look, this has been a very uncomfortable relationship almost since it began, the relationship between Theresa May and Donald Trump. That phone call yesterday appears to have been an effort to kind of make up before the Christmas holidays kick in, try to put the president's retweeting of those racist videos by Britain First behind both leaders, because, of course, it caused such a strain in the relationship, with Donald Trump calling Theresa May out by name on Twitter and basically telling her to mind her own business and focus on the battle against terrorism in Britain rather than going after him. So this seems to have been an attempt to sort of settle things and put them on a slightly different footing. But look, that visit to London, any visit to London by this American president, is going to be controversial, is going to entail security nightmares on the streets of the British capital, and I suspect is going to be very short and very sweet.
Fantastic work. Thank you very much. LBC London News' Washington correspondent Simon Marks there, live on LBC London News.